Commencement also marks the end of time in school. And at commencement ceremonies around the country, college graduates are hearing words of encouragement as they begin the next phase of their lives. Here's some advice from a few of this year's more well-known commencement speakers.
You see, education is transformative. It literally changes lives. That is why people work so hard to become educated. And that is why education has always been the key to human beings and their dreams.
But if you're honest with yourself, you know you didn't get here alone.
My dad did not have the chance to attend college himself. But he and my mom, they saved and they sacrificed. They poured everything they had into me and my brother because they wanted us to get an education they could only dream of.
Even though job opportunities are scarce in this economy, it's not for nothing that you have spent this time preparing.
I didn't get to go to college, but it never bothered me because I never did like school anyway.
For America to remain a great nation of incredible destiny, your generation must step forward and embrace the motto of this university, that I may serve.
Often it is only through serving others that we find what's been missing in our own lives.
Opportunities for you to serve in meaningful ways may come at inconvenient times, but that will make them all the more precious.
Congratulations, 2012.
Congratulations again on everything that you've achieved.
God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
And after graduation, there's a lot of advice going around. We're turning the tables a bit today on our blog. We want you seniors and underclassmen to be the advisors. What words of wisdom would you share with the graduating class of 2012? Tell us on our blog at cnnstudentnews.com and please use only your first names. We're sticking with graduation for today's Before We Go segment. The ceremony was going smoothly at American University on Monday, but when Sarah Cooper walked across the stage, she was met with a unique proposal. Marriage! Sarah and her boyfriend Sam Miller, who also graduated this year, were told by her parents they couldn't get engaged until after college. So Sam waited until about 5 seconds after Sarah had her diploma. She said yes. And considering that's going to be his mother-in-law we were talking about, he was wise to make that diplomatic choice. Plus, graduating and getting engaged in the same 10 seconds has a nice ring to it, and it's the perfect story to tell on a Wednesday. We'll be back with more engaging headlines tomorrow for CNN Student News. I'm Carl Lazuz.